Do you have? What do you have?
So I've just did the kernel function like giving a base PFN rinse, and it is working. And
What is that function? I don't know.
to map the user virtual address with kernel virtual address.
To replace the kernel virtual address with the user virtual address.
Yes. So it is working, and but I got a
You mean that
problem.
you had to change it or it just works?
Just works.
Yeah.
Yes, I created another version of all the functions which is related to file mmap to match our region.
Right.
So I run the code, but only one function is not working. Like there is a function called BMA link. So I tried to find out the what is wrong here.
Why do we need it?
Actually, when in the file system, after the mmap, it is called like BMA link. Like there are four parameters like memory structure, red blood tree parent, and this type of things. So I think it is used to link between
To multiple VMA areas
yes.
in a linked list, because if it's
Yes.
all related to the same file, then they are in a linked list.
Yeah. So,
Okay.
and
Or they are linked within some B tree structure or
yes,
red black tree structure.
and
What is it? Is it a linked list or a tree? The
this
VMA
tree,
area.
red
Okay.
blood tree it is. So, and when I used I ran this code with
What is the code you're running?
my recent PMF.
It's user level code.
Yes, from user level code I called in the user level code it calls region PMF system call.
Before that, you had to open region and all
Yes,
that. Yeah.
that's right. Open and allocate phase.
Okay, so open and allocate are
Yeah,
successful.
successful. Yeah.
And this is allocate with the zone-based allocator or the new allocator?
No, it's the previous allocator.
The zone-based.
Yes. So I didn't change the new allocator because Ada didn't give any
So
update.
zone-based allocator is working fine.
Yes, it is working fine, but we can't store the region root metadata into a specific location. That's the problem. Otherwise, it works fine.
So restore is the problem.
Yes.
Okay.
And up to this, here there's some problem like.
Hold on. No, let me go back.
Okay.
When you're saying store region metadata, root the
Yes.
metadata
Yeah.
in a specific location,
Specific
you
location.
can't store it there. You can't store it in a specific location. You have to store it wherever it
If we want to store the metadata, at first we have to allocate a base, then can store the metadata to this location. Suppose all time we want to store a
And
specific
that's a
location.
problem because we want the region root to be, region system root to be in a static location. And we are
Yes.
not able to do that.
Yes.
Okay, now I understand. So this user level program of yours, it creates a region because you don't
Yes.
have restorability, right?
Yes.
Creates a region,
Then
allocates pages.
allocate pages, and then I call PMF with the page number and region descriptor. And after all the functions go well except the BMA link. So I tried to figure out the problem, but
Why
I
do you know?
couldn't.
Why do you think it's not going or it's not executing correctly?
So I tried to write something like when I called PMF and it returns the virtual address. So then I tried to write something like the pointer, then array index.
Yeah, so you write
So,
to that memory,
but
okay?
it fails because it says that bad base pointer, this type of things.
Not type of things. There's only one thing.
Yes, one
What is
thing.
that one thing?
Like Bad PT.
Bad page table entry, yes. That's more than bad type of pointer.
Yeah.
That's different.
So I think
bad page table entry.
Yeah.
So which means that the mmap
I think it's problem on virtual memory area, because when I found the problem in VMA link, then I disabled that code and then tried to execute the code without that function call, and then when I tried to write something into a specific virtual address, it says that bad page table entry. So if I can fix the VMA link portion, then I think it would be good.
I don't know what gives you the confidence that is the problem. I don't still get it. Why do you think that the function VMA link is the problem and not anything else in the code?
Because
does that function return an error value?
No, the function doesn't return anything. And,
it returns void.
Yes, it's void. And I tried to debug the code, but the functions are being used by kernel itself. So that's why.
Do you know about KGDB?
No.
KGDB?
No.
Absolute must for you.
Okay.
So debugging the kernel using GDB. In the Scilab webpage, there is a tutorial to set up KGDB. Have you seen it?
No, I didn't see it.
Scilab, if you go to the main page, it's one of our highly accessed pages from the lab. It's probably the most accessed page. No, internal page, okay. Okay, so I think it was earlier it was public and then we moved it to internal page. Where did it go? It's not here. Hold on a second. No, it's not here. Let me go back. I thought it was public.
Does it show through Google search?
It should, because it gets lots of hits, but I don't know where it went. Did they take it out? Well, anyway.
Talk to Leo.
KGDB wiki. Yeah, this is absolutely required because you are writing code for the kernel and you need to debug it. I mean, if you don't have a debugger, then you're locked. You're stuck with all the printfs.
Did anyone implement mmap previously in our lab?
Implement? No.
Yeah.
No. But what is it that you're looking for?
I need to ensure that this type of VMA link or anything.
That's too detailed. That's too specific a question.
So, and the device driver also maintains the file structure mapping, right?
device driver.
Device driver or the MF for device driver. It also uses the MF.
Why do you bring it up?
Like there are some I read some blog is related to device driver MF.
Okay.
So all the implementation like device driver file. They implemented just a simple function like MF, which I think which is being assigned by generic MF. So
what MF?
Like file MF. So there are some one operation in file like MF. So any file system. File system can use this generic MF.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when device driver uses MF, it also uses the file structure.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's why if I can see some code there too.
But you have
idea.
The entire kernel code.
Yeah.
That you can see whatever you like. I don't quite understand what it is that you're saying. Not able to follow.
I have to. Fix the problem and VM link or leak that function.
But you haven't told me yet why you think that function is the problem and nothing else in the code path.
Yeah, I did not. I tried today to figure out the problem, but I did not debug because it got stuck into this function. I found that. But in between the code, if I put a code like return, then the kernel is not initializing because during the initialization, so it also kernel also uses this type of functions like all the VMA functions. So we also use for our region system, we also using these functions. That's why it's a problem to debug. That's why I need KGDB, I think.
Yeah, but I didn't understand most of the things you said.
Yeah, that's so detailed, I think.
It's not about detail. I think it's not clear. The way you are describing to me the problems that you're facing, it's not clear enough. Because I don't know how to help you without understanding what you're going through.
Yeah.
As I would like to help you as much as I can. Maybe I cannot help you. But at least I want to know that I cannot help you. At this point, it's not clear to me whether I can or not. Because I don't know the current situation. For instance, you're telling me that there is a VMA link function that you think is the source of the problem.
Yes.
But you're not able to tell me why you think that.
Because after this, all functions run well. There is no error.
Oh, okay. Why? How do you know that this function doesn't execute completely?
Because I tried to print something before that function and after that function.
Okay.
So before that function, the message
shows up. But after that function, it doesn't show up.
Sure.
After a kernel crash.
No, kernel doesn't crash.
Kernel doesn't crash.
No,
so this is a process that
process
dies.
Yeah.
You
know, also, it doesn't die. It just got stuck.
Meaning that it's there's a deadlock.
Yes, there's a deadlock, I think.
Oh. Okay, then the next thing you need to find out is what kind of locks are being acquired in that function.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And just a couple of minutes ago, I tried to figure out, but I think I still need
You come in and you tell me there was a deadlock. That's what I want from you, right?
Yeah.
Because I have to extract it from you.
Yeah.
It's hard. I mean, it's like I'm a dentist. I'm extracting your wisdom tooth or something like that.
Yeah.
So, if you move faster, then we can have more efficient communication. Just come in and tell me to the point that this is what is happening. Otherwise, you're sort of beating around the bush. I don't really understand what you're saying. Now I understand.
The main successful is that the kernel functions which I tried to mmap the user virtual address is working fine.
That's
so
good.
I think if I can remove the deadlock, then I'll end up a good solution.
Okay. Deadlock. You may need a different lock entirely. If let's say you're using the same code and there is some code, some lock that's being acquired, there might be, if that code is used only by one entity, like let's say the file system.
Yes.
Then the file system specific lock may be sufficient, but
I think that lock is related to.
So you did
address
see the
space,
lock.
Address space and I mapping.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't. I think for our region system we don't need any address space. So in the file structure there is a field like a struct address space.
So you might have to create an alternate version of that.
Yes, but we don't need this because address is.
No. Alternate function of this linking stuff.
Yes.
Do you need linking?
Yeah.
You don't need linking.
Yeah.
So an alternate version of the linking function without the address space manipulation, without the lock.
I tried to figure out the functionalities of address space.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't find any specific information in the kernel development book, but I tried to search through Google and found that address space is used for mapping a page cache and file, between page cache and file.
Mm-hmm.
So since we don't need any page cache for our region system, so we don't need address space anymore.
Okay. All right. If you think so. I mean, the more simple the design is, the better it is. So if we can eliminate components that we don't need, that's better. But
I have one question. Like,
mm-hmm.
when we do MF through a file system,
mm-hmm.
so all the data is saved to the backing file. But
what data? All the data,
all the
meaning all the
yeah.
all the file system data?
No. It's the virtual address. The user virtual address.
Is the user a virtual address?
The user data. So if a user if and user application map a certain portion of suppose 4 kilobyte
mm-hmm.
size of space to a file. Then
no, but mapping doesn't occur that way. You don't map 4 kilobyte to a file. You map 4 kilobyte from a file into your address space.
Yes.
Is that
so,
what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So suppose that process is trying to write something into its virtual address.
Mm-hmm.
So this this write first occurs in memory.
Mm-hmm.
So and this also some there is a mapping between memory page and backend file page, right?
Depends on what kind of MMAP. It's a private mapping or a public mapping. You know about those? You know about map private?
Yes. So,
so
in case of private, then we need page cache. Do we need page cache?
No, hold on.
So,
do we need page cache for what? I mean, are we talking about file system or region system now?
No, file system.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
In this portion of user virtual address.
Mm-hmm.
This file.
Yeah.
So, if a process tries to write something into its virtual address, it first writes into memory, right? And memory pays.
Mm-hmm.
If the file is 4.
You can write slower so that it's clear what you're writing.
Okay. Suppose this this file is 4 page size long.
Uh-huh.
So, each page maps a memory portion.
Each page?
Yes.
So, that happens if you do an mmap of 4 pages or 4 mmaps of 1 page or something, then you will have those mappings.
Okay. So, only the updates will be persisted through fsync.
No. There is also a PD flush daemon, which runs every 5 seconds or something like that. That will make pages persistent.
Oh, okay. So, I read that address space is used for mapping between base cache and file.
Okay.
So,
makes sense.
So, in our region system, there is no notion of base cache.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, we don't need this. That's why
it seems like it, based on what you describe. I don't know all the details of address space, but what you describe seems reasonable.
In the address space, there are some fields like inode.
Mm-hmm. But you asked me a different question about, you know, whether pages get, in a regular file system, pages get written out to a disk, and the difference between map private and map public.
Yeah.
Do you still have that question or no?
No.
Alright, so where are we at? What you know what needs to be done next? Install KGDB.
KGDB
is because you'll need a virtual machine.
Yeah.
KGDB connects over the network.
Yes.
Over the serial port actually.
Okay. I need to fix the deadlock. I need to figure out the deadlock.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you do start stepping through KGDB, then you'll know exactly where you stop.
Yes.
All right. Good. Show me your CV. Did you fix all the errors?
Yes.